So before we start our ceremony, I would like to introduce Reverend Ken Gorman. He is our Vice President of Pathways of Light, and he would like to share a few words to the candidates before the ceremony begins. So thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Deborah. I always love doing this talk because I just feel so much joy that you guys have answered the call, and I just want to say thank you. The more of us that answer it, the more it creates sort of a quickening and an energy, and welcome. It's a lot of work to get through the Pathways courses, and I know I did it over 10 years ago, and have done many facilitations since, and you do learn when you're on the other side being a facilitator that it's very, very similar to being facilitated, in that we only have one teacher, and that's the Holy Spirit, and there's two students there, each sharing their journey together, but it takes everybody saying yes to be on their curriculum and to share this journey. And so I want to thank everybody for answering that call and being part of our process, and because we do have free will to say yes or no. So thank you. I think that for me, one of the most important things is that the process of going through the ordination training demonstrates willingness. You know, the old saying, faith without works is dead. And I always wondered what that meant in the context of a course, because this is meant to be, you know, dreamlike and an illusion. And what, for me anyway, what it means is that we demonstrate our willingness through action. And we demonstrate it through our actions, you know, when we do our daily practices, as it says in Manual for Teachers, how does a teacher of God spend his day? You know, it's got, you know, we wake up and we do some practices, and we have a way that we make an effort to show up for Holy Spirit's plan, knowing that he's carrying us. And I think that's what this is all about, is we've said yes to this, and we do make an effort, and great things happen with that. I think one of the most important things for me is that is the connection. You know, Jesus said, where two or more gathered in my name, there I am. And there's something about the Pathways courses, when you get two people connecting, something happens. Holy Spirit is there. I've sat through, it must be maybe thousands of study group calls, certainly hundreds. And you know what? I don't remember 99% of what was said intellectually, but it's almost like every call lives in me because of the connection that was there with the people. And there's just something about when we join together, and Pathways provides this wonderful ability to do that. And so one of my suggestions as you move forward is that you stay connected. I couldn't emphasize that enough. Stay connected. And there's lots of great ways these days to stay connected, much easier than it was 20 years ago when we physically had to go to a study group. These days we have 35 study groups on the website. There's just all kinds of things, from facilitating to picking up the phone and talking to somebody. You have to remember, as we did the courses, we were working on a regular basis with our facilitator, and it's that connection that moved us along, and it's very important to stay connected and to keep that momentum and that connection going. So that's one of my suggestions. The other thing is, I know I was ordained over 10 years ago, and you wonder what this means, like, who am I going to be and what am I supposed to be doing? And part of it is, you know, wow, this is amazing, what's going to happen? And part of it is, how am I ever going to do this, and all that? And I would tell you, and we all say this that have done this a while ago, don't worry. Holy Spirit's got this. Just relax. As Robert and Mary always tell us, this is God's plan, and he's got a plan perfectly for you. And whatever happens, you know, don't take too much credit. Just take credit for showing up and being part of the plan, but give God credit. And one of the practical reasons for doing that is if there's a spiritual ego that we can get. And the problem with that is, not only does it inappropriately take credit for the plan and what's rolling out, but then it starts judging you for not doing what it thinks you should be doing as this quote unquote minister, and you know, ego can turn on you. And if you just learn to ignore the whole thing and realize that God's got this, we don't need to worry about it. It's all down to him, and as long as we keep practicing and showing up, it'll all work out fine. So that's what I found anyway, and this is where I ended up with it is completely different than I ever imagined when I got ordained. And you know, isn't that awesome? Because we don't have to worry about it. It's going to be a great adventure, and it's not on us. So And I think as far as staying connected goes, I've mentioned study groups. You can also start a study group in your area or on the internet in some way, shape, or fashion. There's lots of people that like to attend those. We also have some great ministries if you haven't looked into those, prayer ministries, critical illness ministries, stuff like that. If you look on the website, it's worth participating in one of those as you're guided, you know, whatever you're guided to do. Pathways has a lot of different avenues. And, you know, at one time those ministries didn't exist and someone got guided to start them. So if that's you, go with your guidance and you'll find a lot of help and assistance. So anyway, again, I wanted to say congratulations and thank you for joining us. And I wish you all the best in the future. God bless.
Thank you, Reverend Ken. Now I'd like to just do an opening to Holy Spirit. So if everyone can just close your eyes and settle back. Just take a nice, peaceful breath in. And just allow yourself to join with all of us. There's probably about 30-some of us on the call today right now. So just see us all in a circle, holding hands with smiles on our face for this beautiful day. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to shine through us all as we go through our ceremony today. We give thanks that you are always within us, always hearing us, and always guiding us. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor, and they are being called out alphabetically by name. And so first we have Belle DeVizia, Karen Myers, Leslie Moore, and Mary Bishop. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. Reverend Lorendi Rue and Reverend Colleen Fee will now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers. They will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Deborah Salter will share the following from A Course in Miracles, text page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others. If in a situation calling for your help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And now we have one last quote from Chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, which is titled The Lessons in Love on page 99. And reading this quote will be Reverend Amina McDew, Reverend Teresa Tomlinson, and Reverend Deb Fee.
You cannot teach what you have not learned. And what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. That is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so you will learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
Thank you, everyone, for your readings. The candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud. Candidates, please take your phones off of mute. I'll give you a moment. Okay. And candidates, together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor.
As a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be of service to Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
To be a channel for Spirit.
And to do everything in my power.
And to do everything in my power.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
To assist in the spiritual awakening.
Now occurring on this planet.
Now occurring on this planet.
Thank you. Now please put your phone back on mute. And now close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the internal Spirit within you. I will be silent now. And if you have not already closed your eyes, I invite everyone to please close your eyes and take a breath and just relax. I would now like to share with you a song by Kathy Roble. The title of the song is Let Me Remember. I'm going to read an excerpt from the lyrics and then play a minute and a half of the song. So just relax and enjoy the words. Here are the lyrics you'll hear in the song. Into his presence would I enter now, for I am surrounded by the love of God. Let me be still and listen to the truth. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let me remember I am one with God. Peace to my brother who is one with me. Let me remember what my purpose is. Let all the world be blessed with peace through me. You may wish to keep your eyes closed as Reverend Lurendi Rue and Reverend Deb Fee share a quote from A Course in Miracles on page 433.
Once you accepted that you will fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving any way and no obstacle for your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than the Son of God? Please take a breath and open your eyes.
Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group, and we'll begin with Karen. Karen, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please be sure to take yourself off mute.
For me, this ordination means that I am being recognized for having put the time and energy into the ministerial training. It means that I am being recognized by Pathways of Light as someone who is ready to help other people find their own inner wisdom. It means that I have been chosen by Holy Spirit to offer their sorry, to offer salvation to the world. I was guided by Holy Spirit to take each small step at a time until this day. This ordination ceremony is, for me, a symbol of how far I've come. Becoming an ordained ministerial counselor is another step forward on my spiritual path to be part of the plan for awakening. I am eager to be an ordained ministerial counselor because it prepares me for the next step on my path. When Holy Spirit asks me to take another step, I will be ready as I extend love and peace to everyone I encounter. I am looking forward to whatever Holy Spirit guides me to do next. I know that I have been well prepared to be of service as an ordained ministerial counselor, and I am truly grateful for this opportunity. I'm finished.
Thank you. Next, Belle DeVizio, will you please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please be sure to take yourself off mute.
Good afternoon. At the moment, my heart has been cracked open wide. The opportunity to be of service, in service, guided lovingly by Holy Spirit on a ministerial journey has me amplified with joy. I loved what Ken said in his opening, willingness through action, and God's got this. I don't know where my next step is going to be, but I'm fully aware that the awareness of God's love, the awareness that I am in communion, the awareness that there is no separation, there is no lack, again, has my heart amplified with supreme joy. I'm truly here to be of service. The commitment of finishing these courses has been nothing but a heart explosion for me. Again, I've written down several times, teach only love, teach only love, teach only love. And that's how I'm approaching this next phase. So thank you so much. I'm complete.
And next we'll hear from Leslie Moore. Leslie, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Hi, thank you. This ordination means that I have studied and I have grown, and I'm being recognized for all the work and the time that I've put in studying A Course in Miracles and these wonderful classes with these wonderful ministers. And I think the most important thing to me is I have found such a community of teachers of God, and together we have, our love and our joy has just grown exponentially. This is such an important step for me, and like Belle, I have no idea what my next step will be, but I'm ready and I'm willing and I'm ready to follow wherever God leads. So thank you very much. I'm honored to be here. I'm complete.
And now Mary Bishop will share. Mary, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Thank you. So I want to start by acknowledging some of the beautiful souls who were part of this journey with me. Karen, Belle, and Leslie, my fellow students, your love and support through this process has been phenomenal, and I couldn't have done it without you. And yes, the order of our circle will forever be ingrained in my head. To the ministers who supported us through the ministerial training program, thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us. To Amina, my facilitator and dear friend. You started all of this. How does one adequately thank the person who shone the light on the path? Your love, guidance, and support has been the most amazing gift for me, one that I joyfully acknowledge today that this is all your fault. And I am forever grateful to you and love you completely. And to my biggest supporter, my husband, David, you already know the words and feelings in my heart, so I will simply say I love you. And now to the question at hand. Being an ordained ministerial counselor provides opportunities, support, and structure to facilitate, extend the reach of the teachings, and in doing so, to accelerate my spiritual awakening. I sat with Holy Spirit and asked for words to describe what this all meant to me. And in true Holy Spirit fashion, I didn't get words, but I received something totally different. Holy Spirit first reminded me of one of my favorite quotes by Ram Dass, "We're all just walking each other home." Instead of words, I received images and knowing. I first saw myself walking on a path with the teacher of God in front of me, leading me down the path, guiding me through obstacles, through detours. I knew that this was the beginning of my Pathways of Light journey. Further along the path, as I began my ministerial training, I found myself in front of others, leading them down the path. I knew this represented my ego thoughts, that the role of being a minister would put me in front of and before others. Further down the path, I saw myself walking beside others, holding hands with a lighter heart and an even lighter step. And I knew that although the image of separate people implied the illusion, it was really an awareness that I am never alone, that the teacher and the student are the same, and that walking each other home is about healing and remembering the love and light that I am. Being an ordained ministerial counselor is about navigating that path, healing, and ultimately remembering the truth of who I am. During our training, I used this phrase to indicate that I had finished speaking. Today, it has a whole different meaning for me. I am complete. Thank you.
A big hug and thank you to each of you for your beautiful, heartfelt sharing. Thank you. Now, Reverend Carlene Fee, Reverend Diane Bernay, and Reverend Teresa Tomlinson will read a quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are Dasani love, as it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is usher him a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well. And for all those who walk to God with me, amen.
Now we will begin the anointing. Everyone, please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed. and that guests have shared. So after the anointing, each of the guests will have an opportunity to share. Thank you. So Karen Myers, it was anointed by Amina McDew.
Karen, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb on your forehead. I anoint you, Karen, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Dear Karen, working with you, walking beside you, I have seen your beautiful light of love in your heart, your kindness and love for every being, animals and human, has shown through. From our first binder to our last binder, I saw a transformation that I have never seen before in anyone I have ever worked with. You have truly chosen to take this on. You have chosen to live this. You have chosen to question every moment of your suffering and decide over and over and over and over again to follow Holy Spirit's lead in a way that I have not seen many others do. And I see now, in talking to you, a whole different version of Karen, one where peace flows and love flows, and your go-to has become taking Holy Spirit's lead. To say that I am proud of you is an understatement. To say that I am honored to walk alongside you is the greatest thing I can say. I love you dearly. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on this big day. Congratulations for not just the work of doing the binders, but the work of living this day in and day out until it has become your new way of being. I now introduce and present to everybody, Reverend Karen Myers.
Belle DeVizio will now be anointed by Reverend Deborah Salter.
Belle, please picture us standing facing each other, and my right thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you and bless you, Belle, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light and the Almighty God. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Reverend Bell, you are a bright and shining star that has been cracked wide open. Today, your bright and shining star is dancing and singing and sending beams of light to the other hearts of each stars that are dim. Your ministry will be one of activating those dim stars so they can see their own shine. I've seen you step into your full power and authority as a woman of God, and I am so honored to be a witness of your remembrance of your own love and divinity in the Trinity. And I bless you with golden sparkles of Christ's light as you follow your highest path. Christ stands with you in peace and certain of your purpose, Lesson 354. And remember, no call to God can be unheard nor left unanswered. And this you can be sure of, Lesson 358. And now, as God crowns you in his glory, peace be to you, Reverend Bell, and let all the world be blessed with peace through you. I love you. In honor, adoration, and reverence to you, I now introduce to everyone Reverend Bell DeVizia.
Leslie Moore will now be anointed by Reverend Amina McDew.
Dear Leslie, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Leslie, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a message to share with you. Dear Leslie, as you have walked this path, I have seen time and time again how you are everyone and everyone is you. You have gone from separate bodies and separate people to the true oneness using Christ's vision. Where you started off as somebody I was facilitating, somewhere in the process, our roles changed and you became a teacher of God and I your student. You really get to see how the Course in Miracles works and how the teacher is the student and the student is the teacher and how we are all one in this path together. I have benefited so much from our working together, from every one of your shares, from everything that you've come to me with and how you have gone to Holy Spirit to handle it and how you have chosen to continuously question yourself, question your beliefs, and choose again. You have been a light to me. You are a love to me. I've loved every minute of our working together, and I am so proud of you. I am honored to be walking alongside you on this path as a fellow teacher of God, not only as a previous facilitator to you, but also as your student. I now introduce to everyone and present Reverend Leslie Moore.
Mary Bishop will now be anointed by Reverend Amina McDew.
Dear Mary, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Mary, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Dearest Mary, my most profound student. There were questions in the binder, and then there were the answers that Holy Spirit provided for you. With such depth, yet such simplicity, that I was blown away. From your first answer to your last answer, I encouraged you to publish every single one of them because they were such a gift from the Holy Spirit to all of us. Your heart is so filled with love. It just pours out of every pore in your body. Your ability to take the toughest situations in your life and decide not to have a single inch of judgment in you, which I'm still not quite sure how you manage that, but every single time an uncomfortable feeling came up, a bit of judgment came up, you kept saying, I'm going to take this to the Holy Spirit. I must be seeing this wrongly. I know I've decided wrongly, for I am not at peace. You have prioritized your peace in such a way that it has become an example for all of us, including myself. To say I'm proud of you is an understatement. I am honored that I had the opportunity to meet you. I am honored that I have seen your transformation as someone who was a little unsure about getting too deep into the spiritual stuff to someone who is now a teacher of God. It's amazing to me. I know that you've been given a gift. I could tell from the sharing on today's call that you have been given a gift, and I can't wait to see what you do with this gift and how you use it to light up the entire world. I'm honored to walk alongside you on this path as a fellow teacher of God. Ooh. I now introduce to everyone and present Reverend Mary Bishop.
We now invite any of the guests present to please share. When you share, please say your name before you share, and remember to please take yourself off mute. So I'll be quiet as everyone has an opportunity to share.
Good afternoon. My name is Reverend Patricia Lewis, and I am honored to be a friend of Belle. Reverend Belle. Ooh, Reverend Belle DeVizia. Belle, I am so proud of you. You are a magnificent light, in the world. And we talk about it all the time, how God brought us together, two strangers who were had open hearts and a love for A Course in Miracles. And I am looking forward to your ministry, how it continues to unfold, and all that you bring to the world and to me personally. Congratulations. I'm complete. And it's Patricia again. Congratulations to everyone. All of you. Beautiful. Wonderful. Good luck.
This is Amina. I know I've already spoken once, so I will keep this, or many times on this call, so I'll keep this short and sweet. I just want to say how proud I am of all three of you and what an honor it is to be on a call where I have three students becoming ministers. So congratulations again, and I just love your dynamic trio. And Belle, welcome to the ministerial family. I have heard updates from the other students, and they just love you to pieces. So thank you for being on this journey with them.
Hi, my name is Reverend Colleen, and I'm here in Ormond Beach, Pathways of Light, and I wanted to welcome all of the new ministers to the family and to just say how amazing today was to be a part of, and I am truly grateful for that. And I just encourage you all to know that there is so much here at Pathways for you in support. And we are just truly grateful for taking this pathway to light with us. Thank you, and love to all. I am complete.
Hi, this is Reverend Deborah Salter, and I just wanted to also say the same for everyone that has been ordained today. Welcome to a family of just love, honor, and truth, and I'm just so blessed to be walking alongside of so many beautiful people that have heard the call and answered that call and walk their highest path of love and truth. So thank you.
This is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I just would like to share what a joy it has been to be with you through this journey as you came through step four. What lights you are, beautiful hearts, and this was a unique ordination group where three of you, Karen, Leslie, and Mary, have been a group with Amina for some time now, and they just opened their hearts to Belle, and I don't think in any way Belle felt like an outsider, and the four of them just have been beautiful, and it's been a wonderful and a blessing. It's been a blessing to be a part of your journey, and I'm so happy to welcome you into our family. I'm complete.
Hello, this is Reverend Teresa Tomlinson, and I just want to say congratulations, all you beautiful lights. It was such a joy and a pleasure to journey with you through your last course of the program, Course 2000. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the warmth and the light, the insight, and the fun that you brought to our circle together. And bless you all. Bless you all in your ministries with deep healing and perfect peace and grace. Congratulations. I am complete.
This is Reverend Diane. Congratulations, Karen, Belle, Leslie, Mary. You are beautiful, teacher of God. I was blessed to be part of Course 2000 with you. You brought beautiful insight, joy, and love. So thank you and welcome. And I'm done.
This is Robert Soltine. I too want to welcome the new ministers of God in the form of ordained ministerial counselor. I feel so much joy and gratitude for your decision to be part of this community where we support each other in following Holy Spirit's lead. Clearly, all of you have had that solid commitment that brought you through all the 22 courses, that brought you through whatever challenges you had in the process, and brought you to this point to be an example of letting love be your guide day by day. So thank you for that. And just one thing I'd like to share, if you're so guided, we do have an opportunity for ministers who would like to have a blog on the Pathways of Light website. We can set it up for you to post on a regular basis whatever inspiration you feel you'd like to share. For more details on that, you'll find it on the Support for Ministers page. And with that, I pass.
This is Mary Stolting. I'd like to congratulate you on this happy day. I'd like to honor you for all your commitment and willingness to advance your journey home, your awareness to where you really are eternally. And in your advancement, you bring many with you. Congratulations. It brings us such great joy, love, and peace. We're in great gratitude to you. I'm done.
Sharing is open to everyone, so any of our guests, anyone else on this call who would like to share? Okay. Well, then I just want to say congratulations to Reverend Karen Myers, Reverend Belle DeVizia, Reverend Leslie Moore, and Reverend Mary Bishop. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off of mute, and let's give them a big hand. Take your phones off of mute.
Bravo!
Well done.
Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing that we've had today. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may now hang up. Thank you and blessings.